You ever been that person sprinting through Denver International, gate B44 to gate C32? Carry on bouncing off your hip, watching the minutes drain? I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hanger. That mad dash through DEN might be getting a little less frantic. United Airlines is rolling out what they're calling a real-time connection analysis system at their Denver hub, and the idea is deceptively simple. The system watches inbound flights, monitors delays down to the minute, and makes gate hold decisions so that connecting passengers actually make their next flight. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what United is actually doing. Their operations center is feeding live schedule data, taxi times, gate assignments, and passenger manifests into a system that calculates whether it makes sense to hold a departing aircraft for connecting passengers. Not 5 minutes because someone feels like it. A calculated hold weighed against the downstream disruption of a late departure. And that's the part that matters. Because anyone who has flown through a hub knows the math is brutal. You hold a regional jet for 6 passengers, and now that jet arrives late at its destination. The crew times out, and 140 people are stranded in Omaha. Every hold decision is a domino. What United is saying is that this system processes those dominoes faster and more accurately than a human dispatcher juggling 8 screens and a radio. The system sees the whole board. It knows your inbound flight is 9 minutes late. It knows the outbound has a light load. It knows the next available seat on that route is tomorrow morning. And it says, hold gate C32 for 4 minutes. Here's what you need to know if you're a general aviation pilot listening to this. This kind of optimization is creeping into every corner of aviation operations, and it's worth paying attention to the philosophy behind it. The airlines are moving toward a model where real-time data replaces the old buffer and pray approach. They used to pad schedules with extra minutes at every connection point. That costs money. Airplanes sitting at gates don't generate revenue. So the new approach is tighter schedules backed by smarter decision-making when things go sideways. Denver is the test case, and it makes sense. DEN is United's biggest hub. 60% of United's Denver passengers are connecting. That's not a typo. More than half the people walking through that terminal are not going to Denver. They're going through Denver. So connection reliability is the product. Now, for those of us on the general aviation side, we've been watching the FAA push data sharing initiatives for years. Programs like Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B, were supposed to be the foundation for a smarter national airspace system, and they are, slowly. But what's interesting is that the airlines aren't waiting for the FAA to build the full vision. They're building their own decision support tools inside their own operations, using data they already collect. The question for GA is whether any of this trickles down. And honestly, some of it already has. Flight planning apps like 4Flight and Garmin Pilot are doing their own version of real-time analysis, pulling METARs, TAFs, NOTAMs, and TFRs into a single picture so you can make better go or no-go decisions. The concept is the same. Give the pilot, or in United's case, the dispatcher, better information at the moment the decision has to be made. Not 30 minutes before. Not after the fact. Right now. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though. There's a tension here that's worth thinking about. When you automate hold decisions, you're trusting the system to weigh competing priorities correctly. A 4-minute hold might save 6 passengers a night in an airport hotel, but it might also push a departure into a ground delay program window and cascade into something worse. United says the system accounts for all of that, and maybe it does, but the dispatchers and gate agents are still in the loop, and that matters. This is the same conversation we have in cockpit automation. The autopilot flies a better ILS approach than most of us on our worst day. But we don't leave the seat. We monitor, we verify, we're ready to take over. United's system recommends a hold. A human approves it. That's the right model. One more thing worth noting. United has been on a technology push across the board lately. They've been investing in predictive maintenance, baggage tracking, and customer communication tools that text you gate changes before the board updates. Denver is the proving ground for most of it. If the connection saver works at Den, expect to see it at Newark, Chicago O'Hare, Houston, and San Francisco. For the traveling pilot who's also an airline passenger, this might mean fewer missed connections and fewer nights sleeping on a cot near baggage claim. For the pilot watching industry trends, it's another signal that aviation operations are moving toward real-time, data-driven decision-making at every level. Reporting today from Simple Flying. You can find more at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower, fly safe, connect smart, and I'll see you next time.